Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Charge time. Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Weekly, and CHOP are his podcasts. Follow him at Paul Charchian. Of course, one of the best talking fantasy football. You know, I was just saying to Max in the break, this is a good game tonight. I think it's a little bit an underrated good game. I mean, you've got an NFC West right now that really looks top to bottom much different than maybe we thought it would be at the beginning of the year. And I think we're going to find out a lot about Seattle tonight and whether or not they're going to be a legitimate playoff contender. What do you think?
Agree with everything you just said. There are a ton of great storylines that you would not have expected. Seattle and Arizona, which sounds about as anonymous as any game could be on a Thursday night, but there's a ton of great storylines here. And, you know, the NFC West has got, every team's got at least two wins, but I believe what's going to happen in this division, and it's going to start tonight, is Seattle's going to separate from the rest of the pack.
Wow.
And I think they're going to win this division based on what we've seen so far. This team has been better at almost everything than last year. And I believe there's some mirage to the 49ers who have played easy schedules. And God bless them for getting through all the injuries. But I think that we have a knee-jerk reaction to assuming San Francisco's, you know, going to be really good every year. And they're 3-0 right now. I just feel like the team that's played the best out of this division, and maybe by a margin, is Seattle so far.
Yeah, my only problem with that, I see where they are defensively, and I think that, and by the way, I think they're well coached defensively. You know this. You saw what happened to Sam Darnold when things got tight, and you know they pressured him in the big spots. I don't know if we can trust him.
Well, okay, totally fair, and we all thought the same thing. Here in Minnesota, you know, the Vikings had to make this big offseason decision. Do you let Sam Darnold walk without any compensation, might I add? Or do you keep him? And, you know, right now, Sam Darnold, Pro Football Focus's number one graded passer. Everybody was worried about how he'd fare under pressure in Seattle with what had been a very bad offensive line. But they put a first-round pick, Gray Zabel, into their offensive line. Sam Darnold, in three games, has absorbed three sacks. That's it. And he's doing it with the fifth deepest passing. So it's not like Seattle's just giving him all dump-offs. This is not a Tua situation, Kevin. He's averaging almost 14 yards per pass attempt. So he's throwing downfield and he's doing it well. So I'm trying not be a slave to my offseason narrative of Sam Darnold and what I expected to see happen, because it's not matching the play that we're seeing on the field right now.
I needed to look this up because I wasn't sure, but it explains it a little bit. Clint Kubiak's the offensive coordinator. So you're getting a lot of what he had in Minnesota last year with KOC.
Yes, Clint Kubiak has Vikings ties, and that does help.
Well, has Shanahan ties too.
Yeah, that you're absolutely correct about that. He was with the Saints last year, and I just throw an asterisk on that for Kubiak.
Yeah,
he was going out there with Jake Haener, right?
Exactly.
So, I think there was only so much he could do, and now and look, Sam Darnold looks really, really good. I'm just like I said, I'm trying not to be a slave to my offseason narratives and give him credit for how he's looked so far. And the Cardinals secondary, so far they've faced Spencer Rattler, Bryce Young, and Mac Jones. I think Sam Darnold is on a whole different level than those guys, and this is going to be a one-sided affair tonight.
Yeah, really interested to see. The odds makers, I mean, the sharp money, they've pushed that line from Seattle plus 1.5 to Seattle minus 1.5 on the road. Mm. Now, James Conner's lost. I mean, that's not going to impact the line that much, but it's a big loss for Arizona. But just one last thing, and you're going to know this faster than I am. I know what happened in the Pittsburgh game when Caleb Johnson, their rookie from Iowa, didn't know the kickoff return rule, and Seattle recovered it. That was the game-changing play. And then didn't they have, two special teams scores on Sunday against the Saints?
Seattle, yes, they did. They had Torrey Horton became the – I'm gonna get this slightly wrong. Torrey Horton had a kick return and a receiving touchdown in the same game and became, I believe, the fastest rookie to ever do both in one game.
He scored on a kickoff return. I know it. So the punt return was early. He had a kickoff return for a touchdown. Wow.
Maybe that's it. Yes. Torrey Horton, two different ways. Yeah. Set an all-time record doing it. And that, by the way, he looks like he's a find as well. I believe a fourth round wide.
Actually, he did not. Started. He did not. Let me just correct you, because he had the 95-yard punt return, and then a guy by the name of Derek Young had a 60-yard kickoff return, but it wasn't for a touchdown. But they got big special teams plays in the game. Yeah.
But didn't Horton also catch a touchdown pass in the game? Yes, he did. As a matter of fact,
he did.
A touchdown
he
pass.
Did.
Yeah. So I'm sticking with my story. He caught a pass and he had the return touchdown, and Young, did it in his third game, fastest ever to get both in a game, something like that. Yes.
Specific to fantasy tonight, what's going on with Marvin Harrison Jr.?
I'm benching him, and I don't have him in many leagues because last year I was very gun shy, but. Uh-huh. Here's what I'm going to give you: a couple of things that are really, really troubling about Marvin Harrison. This first one specifically for fantasy players. When he does not, in 20 NFL games so far, when he does not score a touchdown, Marvin Harrison's average finish is wide receiver 65. That is astoundingly bad. I mean, you're in a really bad spot at that point. Here's what's going on with Marvin Harrison. First, he's had a problem with drops. He's had drops in consecutive games.
Exactly.
Second, he has the worst separation rate in the NFL. He has the lowest separation rate, 2 yards, dead last in the NFL. And this, by the way, this includes tight ends. So Marvin Harrison is getting worse separation than 250-pound tight ends out there. And then there's Kyler Murray, who misfires at him a lot. And we can't always know, is Harrison in the wrong spot or is Murray, missing him a lot? But, regardless of whose fault it is, the ball's just not getting there. And then relative to tonight's game, Seattle's been a really good defense. I mean, last week, Chris Olave got targeted 14 times. He only managed 57 yards on 14 looks. So, I think we've gotten to a point where Marvin Harrison has lost all benefit of the doubt because what we've seen in a now increasing 20 game sample size has been just dreadful.
I know Ricky Pearsall hasn't scored yet this year, but he was a first round pick. Remember, it's one of the reasons they felt comfortable letting Debo go. And he's actually played well. Remember, he got, had that incident in San Francisco, got, with
shot.
A would be, attacker. He looks the part, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's looked really good. And they're using him, copiously because there's been such a spot, right? Ayuk's out. Juwan Jennings has missed most of the year. And So has, of course, their tight end, George Kittle. So this whole passing offense has had to go through Pearsall, averaging 8 targets per game. And to his credit, the second year kid has looked really good. He's running among the most routes in the NFL, and he's averaging 127 air yards per game.
Wow.
So, you know, they're going deep to Pearsall. They like this kid, and to his credit, they've needed him, and he stepped up nicely. I've got him way up in my rankings this week. I think he's inside my top 10 at the wide receiver position.
Another, you know, wide receiver in the game tonight, Smith Njigba from Ohio State, another kind of later first-round pick from a few years ago. He is turning into a legit star, right?
Yep, nobody's really talking about Njigba as one of the, like, 10 best receivers. He's not on the Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase level, but whatever that next tier is, Jackson Smith is right there. He's number 2 in receiving yards behind Puka Nacua. He's the 5th most targeted receiver in the league, and it would probably be more, except they didn't even use him much last week because they'd crushed the Saints by halftime and that game was over. Cardinals tonight are going to be shorthanded without their starting cornerback, Will Johnson, who's got a groin injury, so they've got a 5th-round rookie in that spot. Jackson Smith and Jigba is sitting on potentially a fantastic game tonight. He is my number 2 receiver overall for this week. Number 3 receiver, and I love his prospects.
Who are your top 2?
My top 2 are Puka Nacua and Nico Collins as he goes up against Tennessee. So that's, and by the way, Pearsall, because you brought him up, he's my number 4 wide receiver this week. Times are changing. These guys are great.
Well, Nacua is really a legit, you know, again, it's hard to put anybody in the Jefferson Chase class, but Nacua is different, man. He is definitely a borderline elite receiver. We're talking to Church. By the way, just one comment on the NFC West Seattle pick. You talked more about the 49ers, and I think the biggest competitor actually is I think the Rams are the biggest competitor. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams are a legit NFC championship contender, as long as Stafford stays healthy.
Yeah, that's the big X factor, right? You know, if they got to go to war with Jimmy Garoppolo, game over. And Stafford doesn't, to my eyes, there's no way to back this up metrically. To my eyes, he looks even more sort of stiff and upright than he has in previous years. I'm just, you know, back injuries always worry me, and I'm nervous about one blindside sack and Matthew Stafford's season is over. But at full health, the Rams are a very good defense that people don't talk enough about. Tier 2 defense.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you've got Nacua, you've got Kyren Williams. Davante Adams continues to look fantastic. I mean, you know, really, Davante Adams is going to the Hall of Fame. And he continues to play at an extraordinary level.
He's still banged really up, though, good. I think, this week, right?
He is, but unless something changes, we do expect him to play this week for Davante Adams. I'm waiting around for Davante Adams to, you know, for time to catch up to him. Hasn't happened yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tell us what you think about our team, Mariota or Jaden against the Atlanta defense.
Yeah, I've started doing some work on this in this matchup, so I have put some time into it. Am I correct that Terry McLaurin is not going to go?
I mean, guys, I don't think Terry's going to be ready to go. Yeah, and Noah Brown likely could be out again. They could be really into kind of a skeleton crew receiver wise.
Yes, Luke McCaffrey got a bunch of extra time last week, and obviously that will continue, and he'll get pushed into a starter's role. And that's, you know, you and I have talked about McCaffrey a few different times since his drafting. I've been relatively lukewarm on him, but it's, last week he did score. I thought he looked okay.
End, yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a busted coverage, to be honest with you. But, yeah.
I think that helps. Yeah, so is Chris Moore. Your starting wide receivers might be Luke McCaffrey and Chris Moore.
And Debo, yes.
Yeah, and Debo, right, running out of the slot. Debo has the lowest air yards of any receiver. So air yards is...
But that's typical for him, isn't it?
It is, but okay, yes it is. This is how San Francisco also used him. But this is always my gripe with Debo and that usage. You know, if you never throw to him downfield, that means that whoever is on Debo, and oftentimes it's a strong safety. So for you guys to be Jeremy Reeves, perhaps, you know, that guy can pinch up to the line of scrimmage. Now this means Debo Samuel has to make somebody miss. Now he is a special back and he can break tackles, a special receiver who can break tackles like a running back, but that's asking a lot of him when you're only throwing 4 yards downfield. So your quarterback's operating, say, out of the shotgun, and the ball's only going 4 yards. You're back to the line of scrimmage at that point, or even behind the line of scrimmage. I just think it's tough to be an effective, for sure, fantasy producer, but also just downfield. You know,
right?
I'd like to see Debo get used downfield more often.
Real quickly, flipping it around, I think Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, you know, you could make the case, along with Gibbs and Montgomery, the best backfield situation in the league. They got blown out against Carolina, which makes them, for me, the way I think about things, very dangerous on Sunday. But Washington's defense, we talked all last year, like, take anybody, any good running back against Washington's run defense, but it's improved so far. How do you see it?
Improved a ton. So for Bijan, he's at least 19. By the way, he has said it now both ways, Bijan and Bijan. So at one point,
he likes Bijan, though.
He likes Bijan. So
you told us this a couple weeks ago.
He, in the preseason, he said, well, the real pronunciation of my name is Bijan.
Right.
But then in a Sunday night game, I don't know, some game, he said his name 3 different times. He said his own name, and he said Bijan. So I'm going Bijan now. So at least 19 opportunities in every game, which opportunities are rushes plus reception. So he's, you know, he's very heavily used. But your run defense, get this, third best run stuff win rate in the NFL. Your run defense ranks number 2 by Pro Football Focus. And your team, and Bijan, who's an elite receiver, your team's allowed the 4th fewest running back receptions and the 4th fewest running back yards so far. So, you know, for Bijan, who is a special back, and, you know, nobody will be surprised if he breaks off a 40-yard touchdown, so he's that good. But your run defense is almost as improved this year as your pass defense was last year. And if you take away Bijan from this offense, the Falcons offense gets very, very mundane.
Yeah, I think the pass defense last year was a reflection in some ways of teams just lining it up and running it down the Washington's throat. This year, you know, I'm looking at DVOA right now. Washington's rush defense is 5th in the league. Take into consideration, they played the Giants without Andrew Thomas, a banged-up offensive line, and they played the Raiders, who have a horrendous offensive line, and were missing their best offensive lineman. So that could be a part of this early in the season. As we know, small sample sizes can be dangerous. But we'll see, because Algier and Bijan Robinson and that offensive line, they can run the football. They lined it up and ran it right down the Vikings' throat 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
I don't know why they didn't do it against Carolina. I think they just got behind because Penix was a mess.
Penix was a mess, and they kept turning the ball over, and that was enough there. Now, before we pivot away from this game completely, you always make me a little bit smarter on your running back rotation. It looks like Bill's going to play. He's got, I think it's a calf or something that they think he's going to play through, right?
I think so.
Where where do you have this, you know, right now, this thing is a wreck from a fantasy standpoint. You know, last week they shared one total target. Bill and Rodriguez, Chris Rodriguez tied in snaps. Rodriguez led in rushes. McNichols broke the long touchdown, but he only had four carries. And then Bill salvaged what would have been a horrific fantasy day with that late touchdown. I don't know what to do with this thing, and I am very interested in whether or not
I don't have an answer for you. I don't.
Okay.
I don't think any of us have an answer. You know, I think every week's going to be different, Charch, and I think the game plan, like last week, they wanted to come out and they wanted to set the tone by being physical. You know, the Raiders had the short rest. Washington had the long rest. Early 1 o'clock start for a West Coast team. They got a big kickoff return, and Rodriguez was the first back out there because he's a power back. They went six offensive linemen, and they ran it right into the end zone. I mean, Mariota scrambled on third and goal from the two for a score. But this week it could be Bill. It could be McNichols. McNichols, they love McNichols. Like, I actually think there's a chance McNichols is part of the first and 10 rotation as he was last week. They love him so much that they kept him off special teams last week for the first time since he's been here because they knew he was going to have a role. And he's definitely the third down guy because he's their best pass pro running back. So, yeah, I think each week it could be different, so that makes it hard to answer. That's the answer, is that we don't know. It's going to be opponent-dependent, I think, unless somebody gets a real hot hand, and then they may decide to roll with that guy a little bit more.
Yeah, I thought McNichols would be sitting on five targets last week, and the fact that he went untargeted has reshaped my thinking a little bit on McNichols, and I'm very interested to see if that continues. He's the only runner that can catch. They need somebody in that Eckler spot. It should be McNichols. It just wasn't that way.
By the way, don't forget Debo's, and you know, it gets carries too. So it's a bit nuts. All right, real quickly, Jackson Dart and the impact on the Giants' offense will be what?
It's going to be a net positive by a lot. Potentially a lot. You know, Russell Wilson, you know, unlike Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart actually cares. He is a fierce competitor.
Russell Wilson's end of game Sunday night was truly despicable. I mean, if it wasn't Russell Wilson and his 14-year, you know, I think Hall of Fame career, I would have thought we were in a point shaving situation given the point spread at the end of that game. The four throws that he had completely out of the end zone.
Yes. Professionally embarrassing, and I think it does chisel away at his Hall of Fame resume. So let me ask you this. Russell Wilson, when we look back at his career, you know, this is going to be his last season in the league, so five years from now, when he's Hall of Fame eligible, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No.
Is he an eventual Hall of Famer, or do you think he never gets in?
No, I think he does get in. I've gone through his resume, super impressive. I mean, he truly was an elite quarterback for several years. He wasn't Brady. He wasn't, you know, Peyton. But we talked about him in that next level, you know, class. And I know that he's not going to go down as the most well-liked, you know, quarterback for the organizations he's played for. But, you know, a lot of guys have been in that category over the years. I think he is a Hall of Famer. Not Drew Brees is a first ballot Hall of Famer, you know, this summer or next summer.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson, it'll take some time, but I think he'll get in. Why? What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. It's not. I think the way he has ended his career has ultimately hurt him, and you know whatever stat padding he has done has not helped him as much as ultimately his really, really bad play over the last couple of seasons has hurt the overall impression people are going to have. But when you're looking back, I think you're going to see the requisite stats. You're going to see the Super Bowl win and another win that he should have had two Super Bowl wins. And that was not, he did throw the game losing.
It should have never been called.
On a play that should never have been called. One of the worst decisions in Super Bowl history, the play call. But yeah, I think eventual Hall of Famer. But back to Jackson Dart, just to let people know a little bit more about him. What we saw in the preseason was a high completion guy who threw a 78% completion rate, but it was a lot of short stuff. But in college at Ole Miss, he threw downfield all the time and is fearless throwing downfield. I just don't know if they're going to use him that way. But where Jackson Dart's going to be a special fantasy player is with his legs. He has got a big body. He embraces contact downfield. And Brian Daboll, among the various reasons that he should be fired, if he doesn't give Dart copious designed runs every game, that is a fireable offense, because Dart is a potentially special runner with the ball. And that's how you break open your fantasy scoring system, is with quarterbacks who can run.
Great job. Talk next week. Enjoy the weekend.
Sounds great. Bye-bye, Kevin.
Paul Charchian, everybody. When we come back, Brian Diardo, CBSSports.com. We'll talk about the league and maybe a little Ryder Cup as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.